有没有一种感受，就像圣灵的火进入到我们的心里边？
Praise the Lord that the worship team just led us to sing those songs. Did you feel the Holy Spirit was in you?
在过去的在两周以前的周末，我们吴弟兄给我们带来一个宝贵的特会。
On the weekends, dear brother Wu came and delivered a message to us.
特会的主题是旷野中的教会。
And the theme was the church in the wilderness.
弟兄分享的是刚出埃及的以色列人在旷野中以聚会的形式被神所建造。
And the message was about the Israelites in the wilderness. They were being built by God, built up by God as a church.
他们因着罪在旷野里边绕。
Because of their sin, they were just going around in the wilderness.
但是神的光和火柱和云柱从来没有离开他们。
But the God's pillar of cloud and pillar of fire never left them.
当他们按着天上的式样山上的式样来敬拜来建造圣殿的时候，神就引领他们往迦南而行。
And when they followed the pattern, the heavenly pattern, then they went towards the direction of Canaan.
最后他们进入到了迦南美地神应许的地方。
They finally entered Canaan, the promised land of God.
今天让我们一起的来聚焦，我们来思想一下有一个景象，那就是荆棘中的火焰。
So today let us look at the burning bush in the wilderness.
当以色列人在埃及里边正当兴旺的时候，繁衍众多的时候，
When the Israelite was in Egypt and their number was great.
法老特别惧怕强大的以色列，逐渐越来越强大的以色列。
And Pharaoh was afraid they become a strong group of people.
开始逼迫以色列民。
They start to persecute them.
让他们劳苦的做工。
And make them work very hard.
不但如此，还逼迫他们让要杀借着接生婆杀死他们生的男婴。
Not only that, they persecute them by killing off their sons.
那时的以色列人是在生活和民族的挣扎当中。
So they were trying to survive as a nation.
他们的民族的未来遭到了挑战。
So their future of their nation becomes a challenge.
痛苦中的以色列民在向神呼喊，神哪，你来救我们。
In their suffering, they cried out to God.
这种呼喊声在他们顺遂的时候好像没有听到。
And it almost seems like that God did not hear them for a long time.
但是神没有从来没有忘记他们，也没有离开他们。
But God did not forget them or left them.
神出手了。
So finally God acted.
他要救赎患难中的以色列民。
He wants to save the people, the Israelites who are suffering.
要引领他们出埃及进迦南。
He wants to lead them out of Egypt into Canaan.
有一天发生了一件事情。
One day something happened.
正在牧羊的摩西来到了神的山何烈山。
When Moses was tending to the sheep,
他看到了一个超自然的景象。
He saw a supernatural phenomenon.
有一团火在荆棘中燃烧。
He saw this fire that was burning in the bush.
他看到这个景象以后，他好奇的就靠近了这团火。
He was very curious, so he went closer to this fire.
结果他看到的是这团在荆棘中的火没有烧毁这个他当中的荆棘。
And he found that the burning, the fire that was burning did not consume the bush.
到此为止我心里会问一个问题。
So in my heart I have a question.
摩西到这个神的山前遇到的这个景象那是不是一个偶然的事件
was this a just something that happened
如果摩西没有走那条路会不会遇到这个景象
if he didn't go, took the path that he did would he run into this situation
这个如果是从我来的在神没有这个如果
but this if is only for me
我们知道神要救赎以色列人他是从这个荆棘中的火焰向摩西显明
so God salvation of this of the Israelite nation started with this burning bush
他用火焰在呼召摩西
through the flames he called Moses
要引领以色列人
to lead the Israelites
要救赎以色列人
to redeem them
要带领他们进迦南建立迦南的国度以色列国度
to take them into Canaan to build their to build the kingdom
我们今天让我们和摩西一样我们近距离的来观察一下这个荆棘中的火焰
so today we'reMoses is the example and continue to investigate about this burning bush.
不但如此让我们透过这团火焰我们看到道成肉身的主耶稣基督把生命之火带给了这个世界。
And through, through this, we will see Jesus Christ who take the fire of life to bring it into this world.
我们也会看到五旬节降下的圣灵就像 那团延续的火焰今天还在呼唤我们还在带领我们
and we see that this the Holy Spirit in Pentecost during Pentecost continue to call upon us and lead us
要救赎我们要引领我们进到新天新地
and call us and lead us into the new heaven and new earth
这是多么美好的一幅图画多么美完整的一神的救赎的这么一幅旨一个旨意
How beautiful a picture is and a will of God
我们一起再看一下刚才弟兄带我们读过的经文
Let's take a look at this passage that our brother just led us to read
我们就不再读了但是我们看看里边有几个要点
So we're not going to read the whole passage again but we'll just take a look at some of the key points
这个火焰呢，是神要借着这个火焰呼召和拣选摩西。
So Moses was called through the fire.
我们注意一下这个火的原文，这个火的原文指的不是这个世俗的火，不是我们家里自己点着的那个煤气的火。
And the in the original text, the fire is not just the fire that we have at home or in the backyard, the fire pit.
这个火是天火是祭坛的火也是表示着神的公义的火
This fire is the fire, heavenly fire and the fire of the altar and also God's righteous fire
神借着这个公义的火焰要显明神的公义
Through this fire God is to reveal his righteousness
神的圣洁对刚才弟兄、还有一个就是借着这个火焰我们在经文中看到了神借着火焰呼召以后又给摩西重申了他立的约
And through this fire God reaffirms his unchanging covenant
他在重申约的时候他提到了各位祖先先知的名字
And through this covenant he mentioned the ancestors' names.
那不是多余的。
It's not superfluous.
神想强调的是，我与你祖先立的约，世世代代到你这里还是不会改变。
So God's point, what God, God wanted to say that because His covenant is unchanging throughout the ages.
神也借这个火焰，他显明了他要来寻找和救赎归于他属于他的民。
And God seeks to redeem His people.
我们刚才说的火是天上的火，它降到了布什当中。吴弟兄跟我们分享的说，神与民与民同在。
So this heavenly fire came down to this bush, and God is with His people.
第八节里边讲到，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人。
Verse 8 said, I came so that he can deliver them from Egyptians.
神是下来来寻找以色列民。
God came down to seek His people.
这让我们想到我们的主耶稣道成肉身，他也是下来来寻找我们。
That makes us think about our Lord Jesus who become flesh. He also came down from heaven to seek His people.
让我们从经文，借着这个经文，我们今天来思想三个主题。
So through this passage, let us meditate on three points.
我们看这个火焰，神这个在荆棘中的火焰，神是要发出呼召。
And God is calling through the flame of this burning bush.
要重申盟约。
And God is to reaffirm the covenant through the flame and the burning bush.
这个火焰也提醒我们五旬节降下的圣灵的火焰。
And it also tells us about the burning, the Holy Spirit that came down during Pentecost.
刚才说到这个火，摩西发现以后，他好奇。
So, Moses was curious about this burning bush.
他并不明白这个火的真实的含义。
He didn't understand the true meaning of this fire.
所以他看到了火，他说：“我要过去看，过去看。”
And so when he saw this, he said, "I want to go and look."
当他靠近的时候，听到了神的呼召：“摩西，摩西。”
When he got close, he heard God's calling, "Moses, Moses."
我们也听到了摩西的回应，我在这里。
And we heard Moses' response, I am here.
这种回应我们并不陌生，神所呼召的先知，他的回应都是我在这里。
We're not unfamiliar with this response. All God's prophets have this response.
神今天也在呼召我们，当呼召我们的时候，我们得救的时候，我们也对神说：“我在神呢、啊，我在这里。”
Today God's calling us too. When God calls us, we should respond with, "I am here."
就像路加福音三章十六节，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
As in Luke 3:16, John said, "I will baptize." Jesus will baptize us with Holy Spirit and fire.
圣灵的火是呼召我们，是要救赎我们。
The fire of the Holy Spirit is to call us and to save us.
Yeah. 这个神的光，神的火，它还会让人的一个生命发生彻底的改变。
And this light, this fire will cause our lives to change.
这就是我们在《使徒行传》扫罗去大马色的路上所经历大光的故事。
So this tells us about the story of Paul in his way to Damascus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节说到：“不要消灭圣灵的感动。”
First Thessalonians 5:19 says, "Do not quench the Spirit."
这是神今天对我们每个人讲的话。
This is what God speaks to us, to every one of us today.
因为圣灵他在激励我们，让我们的生命像火一样的火热。
God, the Holy Spirit is urges us in our heart so that we have passion and fire burning in our heart.
圣灵的火今天也像那个光柱和云柱一样带领我们向前。
The fire of the Holy Spirit is like the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire that lead us.
我们只有把自己的预备好圣洁的殿，圣灵才能内住，才能引领我们向前。
Only if we prepare our heart, our this temple of ours, then only the Holy then the Holy Spirit can work within us and lead us.
我们当时在得救的时候，刚刚还没有信主之前的那个瞬间，我们也可能也不了解这个火的含义。
When we were first saved, we probably don't quite totally understand this meaning of the fire.
但是我们今天都可以做一个美好的见证，圣灵的火一定会成就神的旨意。
And today, but today we can testify that the fire of the Holy Spirit will fulfill the will of God.
我们看下边，神是要下来寻找我们，寻找他的民。
Next, we want to talk about God has to come down to seek his people.
刚才我们可能讲到了一点点，这个火焰在荆棘中本身就是神从天上下来到这个世界。
Just now we kind of mentioned that this fire is God coming down to this world.
按照自然现象，这个火在荆棘里边它一定会燃烧，这是一个基本的常识。
And naturally fire burns, and this is nature.
但是神在恩典中他保留了这个荆棘。
But in his mercy, he preserved the bush.
就像旧约当中我们知道历代这个以色列民他们当冒犯神的时候，神总会保留他们。
We know that throughout the history of the Israelites, when they sinned against God, God continued to preserve them.
即使在南北国都被掳消亡的时候，神也保留了余民。
Even in the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, when they were exiled, God retains a remnant.
神恩待怜悯他的民。
God has mercy on his people.
刚才在神的这地经文当中说我的民。
God said, my people.
他宣告了属于他的民。
So he proclaimed that the people belongs to him.
虽然他们在埃及，但是呢，他们属于神的。
Even though they were in Egypt, but they belonged to God.
所以神要救他们出埃及。
So that's why God wants to bring them out of Egypt.
主耶稣也说我们是他的儿女。
Jesus said, we are his children.
他所以道成肉身，把生命的光带给我们，他要救赎我们离开这个黑暗。
That's why he become flesh and bring the light of life so that he can save us.
我们知道在世界上我们有一件事，越好的事情你要努力的去寻找。
We know that the things that are that is good always takes effort to search, to find.
我们神赐给我们的恩典是何等的长阔高深。
How great is God's salvation for us?
他把最好的给我们，不需要我们去找他，而是神来寻找我们。
He gave us the best. We don't have to seek him. He comes to seek us.
他找到了我们，并且要救我们，要引领我们。
He finds us, and then he wants to save us and lead us.
要把我们带到那个最美好的永恒的新天新地。
He wants to bring us into this, the new heaven and the new earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们经历了神的恩典， 经历了神的救赎和引领的时候，我们作何感想？
Brothers and sisters, when we experience God's grace and His leading, what do we think?
吴弟兄这次回来的特会给我的触动非常的大。
This time, Brother Wu's message gives me a lot of encouragement.
我想很多的弟兄姊妹也都得着了，也被激励了。
And many brothers and sisters receive that message and are also encouraged.
我们有没有思考一个问题？这次的信息，我们感动是为何感动？
Did we think why were we moved by this message?
我们感动以后当做如何？当做如何的改变？
Then how are we going to change by this message?
圣灵在带领我们奔向新天新地，就像当年那个火焰引领着以色列人行向这个迦南美地。
We are going towards the new heaven and the new earth, just like in those days, the Israelites were going towards Canaan.
当年的以色列人没有停歇，他们跟随着这个光柱与云柱前行。
The Israelites back then followed the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire to move forward.
那今天我们更应该跟随圣灵火焰的引领，我们跟随主向新天新地行。
Today we have to follow the fire of the Holy Spirit towards the new heaven and new earth.
神真的是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
他知道我们会有软弱。
He knows our weakness.
会有低谷。
And we have a low point in life.
会有那个黑暗的时刻。
And we can come into darkness.
但是圣灵的火从来不会抛弃我们，从来不会离开我们。
This, the fire of the Holy Spirit will not leave us.
我们需要做的是，当我们在至暗的时刻，我们向神说：“神呐，你来带领我，你来帮助我。”
That in our darkest time, we can say to the Lord, "Come lead us."
约翰福音十六章十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
John 16, verse 13 says, But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth.
圣灵，神来寻找我们，是要我们进入他的真理当中。
The Holy Spirit came to lead us into the truth.
我们从这个荆棘中的火焰，我们也看到神借着火焰在向摩西重申他与祖先所立的盟约。
And through this burning bush, God reaffirms the covenant with the Israelites.
要带领他们出埃及。
To bring them out of Egypt.
进迦南。
Enter into Canaan.
迦南流奶与蜜的宝地。
The land that is flowing with milk and honey.
他应许了他世代的祖先，今天在这里跟摩西说，我要把这个重申这个盟约，要祝福你和跟随我的你的后人。
And the promise of the covenant with all the previous ancestors, the promise that it was his promise would never change.
这个应许已经穿越了旧约。
And this promise has already it's went even past the Old Testament.
穿越了旷野，经过了迦南地。
Through the wilderness, through into Canaan.
今天这个盟约是在新约中，借着主耶稣基督继续的在我们当中来重申。
This covenant is renewed today in the New Testament time.
借着耶稣基督。他的十字架，他的宝血要成就。
And this is to be fulfilled through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要带领我们离开这世界罪恶的黑暗，要进到那光明的国度。
and to deliver us from the domain of darkness and transfer us into the kingdom of the of his kingdom.
圣灵今天在我们当中来引领我们前行的路。
And the Holy Spirit lead us in this in this path.
这圣灵的火焰让我们回想到五旬节圣灵的降下。
This let us think of the Holy Spirit coming down during Pentecost.
而五旬节降下的圣灵之前，其实主耶稣已经把这生命的火带来了世界。
And before the Holy Spirit came, Jesus has already brought this life, the light of life into this world.
约翰福音一章四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
John 1:4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
当年摩西在荆棘中见到了神的光。
Back then, when Moses saw the bush, burning bush, he saw the light of God.
我们今天从主耶稣身上，我们看到了这个光，神的光。
So today we see the light through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个光要救赎我们的生命。
This light is to save our lives.
我们说神的话像脚前的灯，路上的光，那就是我们的主耶稣基督把天国的奥秘，把神的把真理带给了我们。
And we said that His word is light unto our path and lamp unto our feet, because He brings that life into our to us.
当主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，
When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished."
这个光照亮了世界的黑暗。
This light shine upon the darkness of this world.
神战胜了撒旦的黑暗。
And God, Jesus, shine upon us, the darkness of Satan.
他让我们借着这个生命的光，让我们得胜，让我们得救，让我们进入新的国度。
And through this light of life, He lets us enter into His kingdom.
这个荆棘中的火在引领着以色列人进入迦南地。
This burning bush leads the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
五旬节圣灵降下的火焰，让他的门徒火热。
And this fire of the Holy Spirit through during Pentecost let his disciples have zeal.
这个火焰赐给了门徒极大的能力。
And this this fire of the Holy Spirit gives power to the disciples.
让他们不得不情不自禁的要去传讲神国的福音。
So that they automatically went and preached the gospel of the kingdom.
让他们得着从这个火焰赐给圣灵的火焰赐给的大能。
And this is the power of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天圣灵仍然在带领我们。
And brothers and sisters, today the Holy Spirit is still leading us.
我们有很多的见证，如果不是靠着神的引领，我们根本不可能做到。
And we have many testimonies. If it weren't for God's leading, there's no way we can do the things that we do.
我们需要做的是，我们的生命被圣灵之火点燃。
What we need is to be lit by the holy fire of the Holy Spirit.
这个火会帮助我们对圣灵更加的敏感。
This fire will help us to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
能帮助我们在三岔路口的时候会有清晰的分辨。
When we come to a split in the road, it will help us to discern which way to go.
我们在经历难处的时候会刚强。
And when we are in difficult times, we will be strengthened.
我们的信心不会因着艰难而消失。
And our faith will not disappear because of difficulties.
就像彼得后书一章五节到八节。
It's like in Second Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through 8.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行，有了德行，又要加上知识，有了知识，又要加上节制，有了节制，又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐，又要加上谦敬，有了谦敬，又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love.
第八节继续说，你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢我们的主，愿这荆棘中的火焰能够让我们看见圣灵的在我们心中的火焰。
So praise the Lord, may that burning bush let us see the fire of the Holy Spirit in us.
愿神帮助我们不要消灭圣灵的感动，让我们跟随圣灵的引领。
We will not quench the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit.
就像当年以色列人跟随光柱云柱向前行一样。
It's like those days when the Israelites followed the pillar of clouds and the pillar of
fire. 我们今天跟随着圣灵的火柱，我们向新天新地执行。
So today we follow the pillar of the Holy Spirit to go forward.
我们勤奋的寻求，勤奋的服事，勤奋的聚会，神一定会祝福我们。
We diligently seek the Lord. We diligently serve him and diligently worship him, and God will lead us forward.
神为我们预备的是那丰盛的圣灵的果实，还有那新天新地的美丽。
And God has prepared for us the beauty of the new heaven and the new earth.
感谢赞美我们的主，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主，今天你借着这个荆棘中火焰，主，你赐给我们一个看见。
Lord, we thank you that through the burning bush you let us have a vision.
那就是这荆棘中的火焰从来没有熄灭。
That we see that this fire burning bush does not quench.
你不但引领以色列人入迦南地。
Not only you led the Israelites into Canaan.
你这生命的火焰借着我们道成肉身的主耶稣基督带给了我们。
The flame of fire in our life is brought through us by Jesus Christ.
借着五旬节降下的圣灵，你赐给了我们。
Through the Holy Spirit that came down on Pentecost, you gave this to us.
你要引领我们前行的路。
You will lead us forward.
主，你要帮助我们不偏离你的左右。
You will lead us not to veer to the left or to the right.
向着你为我们预备的那个国度，就是新天新地前行。
And towards the new heaven and the new earth.
主啊，在这里我们一同的求你，主，愿你圣灵的火在我们弟兄姊妹当中。
May your Holy Spirit, the fire of your Holy Spirit be among us.
你来激励我们，你来复兴我们。
You urge us and to
reform.
Huh.
复兴. Reform.
Revive us.
Yeah, revive. Yeah. 感谢我们的主。主啊,
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, 我们把我们每个人都交托仰望在你的手中。主，愿你的旨意成就，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这样的感恩祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们感谢我们的主，今天把他的话赏赐给我们。请弟兄姊妹们，请起立，我们唱一首诗歌，在诗歌本里649首《降圣火》。来，基督献上我们的感谢和赞美。
Lord, we thank you for your message this morning. 那在烈火中的荆棘，主啊，我们没有被烧毁，神仍旧存留我们的生命。主啊，真是不是我们自己能做什么，是神来保存我们。
是
的，主啊，真是愿我们每个人都像摩西那样，主啊，当神呼召的时候，我们说主，我们在这里。主啊，真是愿我和我们所有的人都能在神呼召的时候，我们说我们在这里。主啊，求你能使用我们。主啊，真是愿我们在余下的地上的每一天，我们都能把我们最好的献于神。主啊，真是求你来帮助我们。我们知道我们做不到，但是神你能。主啊，感谢我们的主，愿我们每个人献为活祭，
是的，
真的献到你的坛前。
谢谢，
感谢我们的主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
我们把时间交在网上的弟兄姊妹。
我们感谢恩典，再一次借着今天的信息，让我们回顾摩西在旷野所见的异象，就是圣洁荣耀的火降在荆棘里面，荆棘却不毁坏。我们也感谢你，这个异象成为我们今天的实际，就是我们可以侍立在你的面前敬拜赞美，我们可以在你的国度里边侍奉。主啊，所有的这一切是因为你借着你的儿子耶稣基督，因为我们成就了这一切。主啊，让我们虽然原来是一个罪人，原来是像那个荆棘，但是今天却有新的生命。虽然我们是瓦器，但是你却愿意住在我们里边，成为瓦器里边的宝贝。主啊，我们是有福的，我们在你的面前也来回顾你所要求的是你要建立一个祭司的国度，你要我们成为你圣洁的子民。主啊，求你再一次加添我们的力量，好让我们能够在一切的事情上成为你自己美好的见证。我们在你的面前有祭司的侍奉，也成为你的子民，能够见证你自己的荣耀，好让你的福音能够广传，好让我们能够预备好你再来的日子。这样祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督得圣名，阿们。
主，我们为着你的恩典向你献上感谢。主啊，今天的信息里面让我们看见，主啊，在早先你以荆棘的火焰来呼召摩西，显明你是神。